Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Zeke Blackwell, director of the Sitka Young Performers Theater, here to talk about Peter Pan. Welcome to Morning Edition, Zeke.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, the big day has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan is debuting tonight,
That's
7
right.
p.m. at the Odessa Theater. How long has it taken you and your cast of young performers to get to this point?
The whole process up to this point has been a little over 6 weeks. The second weekend in September, I believe, we had auditions, and then we dove right into rehearsals, and we've had a little more than 5 weeks of rehearsal up until this point.
Now, this is a cast of kids,
mm-hmm.
ages 7 through 18. How many actors are there going to be on stage?
We have 34 kids in the program total. Each show, there will be fewer than that. Almost all of our roles are double cast, which means that two kids have the opportunity to take on the same role. So we have two Peter Pans, we have two Captain Hooks, and each night one cast or the other will be performing.
So is this to give more kids opportunities or also to conserve the performer's energy?
A little bit of both. I think it also provides the opportunity for kids to learn from each other. To watch each other perform and say, oh, I really like what she did there. Maybe I'll try that out the next time that I'm on stage. Or, oh, I like that, but what if I did it a little bit different? And I try to push each performer to follow their own impulses. So we're not creating a facsimile of the show with different casts. They are slightly different. They diverge, and I try to follow the performers' leads.
I've heard kids on the street being very excited, talking very excitedly about Peter Pan coming up and, oh, my friend is in this production and my friend is in this one. There's quite a buzz going around town. This is Young Performers Theater's only fourth production, isn't it? And you came on board not that long ago.
Yeah.
Talk a bit about that.
It's been really exciting over this past year. This is actually their fifth production. I wasn't around for the first one in 2013. But even from a year ago, since I've been here, I've seen a tremendous growth in both our pool of performers and kind of the expectations from our adult volunteers and from our audience members. Each time that we do a show, we get a little bit bigger. We take on a little bit more, whether that's doing a musical or trying Shakespeare or doing a more complicated version of Peter Pan. And so it's been really cool to see people eager for that challenge and always anticipating what's the next thing that we're going to try to do in this little theater.
So it sounds like you're growing complexity and growing the level that your volunteers and your performers, your actors can meet each time. What is it about Peter Pan, this performance, that's challenging and new and exciting?
A couple of things. We're going back to the original script. So this play was written in 1904, and this is the original story of Peter Pan before any other movies or musicals or books. And even though the story itself is very simple, it's the complexity kind of derives from that simplicity. In the same way that when you're a child, your world can be very simple. You know what you want, and you know where you're supposed to go and what you're supposed to do. But at the same time, in your imagination, you create these vast fantasies and these wonderful, complex, imaginary situations. And so that's, if I would say anything about this show and what we're trying to do with it, is that we're trying to play. We're trying to be playful. And so the way that we do that in our production elements, our set kind of comes apart at the seams. And when we go to a new scene, we have our actors moving things around and changing sides and doing it very purposefully and acknowledging that we're kind of playing. We're playing make-believe this whole time and creating an imaginary world and making it real in the same way that we did when we were children.
What's it like directing young performers? How is it different from directing adults? How is it unique and potentially more satisfying even?
Yeah, I think it's very satisfying and it requires a lot of dedication and thought. It also requires me to kind of hone my communication skills and say, okay, this is exactly what we're getting at. Because if I have any vagueness in my direction, it's confusing, which makes sense. But both young performers on stage and off stage in the audience are very honest in the way that they react to what you give them, which is nice. If they don't understand what's going on, they'll tell you. If an audience member is watching the show and they don't like what's going on, they'll start fidgeting in their seats and you can tell. But when you're doing things right, they also give you that feedback. They give you their attention. They give you their energy. They react to what's going on. They tremble when Captain Hook comes on stage and comes to attack Peter.
What's it like behind the scenes with the young performers?
There's a tremendous sense of energy backstage, and I don't get to spend very much time backstage because I'm usually out in the audience, but every once in a while I duck my head back there, or I hear from parent volunteers or from my stage manager who's back there. They're very good at keeping each other in check and investing all of their energy into the play. And we talk about this idea that even when you're off stage, you're still very much a part of the play, because your energy and your attention translates into the audience being able to pay attention and being able to love what's going on. And they're not distracted by sounds off stage, or they're not thinking about what they're going to do when they get home. All of the energy is kind of focused into this central area.
You mentioned that young performance theater has evolved over time. Have you evolved along with it?
Yeah. I think in the same way that I was talking earlier about working with children, a lot of that is things that I've learned this past year. Before I moved to Sitka, I had some experience directing children, but I had more experience directing peers and working with adults. And it's a different experience. And so I think that it's given me a wider array of tools to work with as a director and ideas to think about when I'm putting a show together. So it's been a wonderful experience for me.
Can you paint a picture of one scene from Peter Pan that maybe is near and dear to your heart?
One that kind of stands out to me, and maybe because I was in a production of Peter Pan when I was in college, and I played one of the Lost Boys. And so the first time that we see the Lost Boys on stage, they're leaderless. They don't have Peter Pan with them because he's coming back from London, bringing the darling children with him. And they're kind of wondering, you know, where's Peter? Like, what are we going to do? And we see them in their ragtag clothes, carrying their make-believe bows and arrows. And it just feels very light and very fun. And even though there's this a little bit of sense of foreboding, you know, they run into pirates without Peter, and they run into wolves without Peter, and they don't know exactly what they're supposed to do. But there's this unconcerned factor, this, you know, we're making what we want to make, and we're doing what we want to do, and we're unfettered by our restrictions or rules, and just living in the moment. And it's very, very nice.
There's all this subtext to Peter Pan, you know, and it's a play and you're focusing on play within the play. And I imagine that, you know, from start to finish, the kids who perform in this, they must be impacted in some way. Do you see kids changing?
Yeah, I think so. I don't try to force down, you know, any kind of themes or larger ideas. I in the rehearsal process, I kind of let that emerge naturally, and I see it happening. You know, some of the kids in the cast were talking about how they went back and they watched the original, or not the they watched the Disney version, and they were talking about how, this is a little bit racist. And, you know, that comes unprompted. And I think it comes from approaching the play with intention and approaching the play with thoughtfulness and thinking about how we do what we do on stage kind of translates into who we are on stage. And that's how our characters emerge.
Well, Peter Pan is showing. It's happening tonight, the debut. And then also at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday and at 2 o'clock on Sunday. How can people get tickets?
We have tickets available at Old Harbor Books, or you can call the Fine Arts Camp at 747-3085. Or we'll also have some tickets available at the door.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Zeke. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm excited to see it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Zeke Blackwell, director of Sitka Young Performers Theater, Peter Pan. It's happening tonight at 7, on Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 2.